He was a night. He was on the night warden. He was on the gate, and he used to, you know, patrol the place at night, and he was. He must have been well over 60 by that time, but he used to have to walk to work because the buses finished riding about 8 o'clock, and he used to walk to work from Holbury, and then he was on all night shift down there. So of course, earlier on when my other brothers weren't in the forces, they were with us, but gradually they, as they became 18, they disappeared. And so it was just my mother and me and my younger brother that was left at night on our own. But and I can remember one day I was thinking the other day, my father used to be a night one, so he used to go to bed in the day. He's sleeping in the back of the house, and my mother went round the back of the house in the morning to get some coal from the coal. We had a coal bunker around the back of the house, and she thought there was a bomb sticking out of the coal because there was this bomb thing. So she put her coat on and ran up the road to my sister to ring somebody to come and get it. And my sister said to her, "Well, where's Dad?" And she said, "Oh, I've left him in bed." there's this dad's bed was here, and the bomb was, mother thought it was outside the window, but she'd forgotten him. She ran up the road, but luckily when they came, it was just a dud shell. It wasn't a bomb at all. But we've always laughed at that my dad said, "Well, I'm glad you all thought about me, you know." She ran up the road and left him in the bed. But that's the sort of silly thing that happened, you know. And it was always shrapnel, and we always were going out looking for shrapnel. There was shrapnel all over the place, you know.